This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Officials say that five prisoners sought by the U.S. in a swap with Iran have flown out of Tehran. Earlier Monday, an Iranian official announced that money sought in exchange for the prisoners had reached a bank in Qatar. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma with what we know about the five released.
On the U.S. side, Washington has said the planned swap includes Saemek Namazi, who was detained in 2015 and later sentenced to 10 years in prison on internationally criticized spying charges, and Emad Shaghi, a venture capitalist sentenced to 10 years, and Morad Tabaz, a British-American conservationist of Iranian descent who was arrested in 2018 and also received a 10-year sentence. A U.S. official has so far declined to identify the fourth and fifth prisoners.
Russia and Ukraine in court today at The Hague. Ukraine filing against Russia at the start of the Russian invasion, trying to refute Russia's justification of its invasion as an attempt to prevent Ukrainian genocide.
This case is not about whether Russia has failed to prevent or punish genocide, contrary to its obligations under the convention. What this case is really about is the legality of the special military operation and the recognition of the DPR and LPR as states.
Lawyer Alfredo Crosado Newman on behalf of Ukraine. If the court rules in Kyiv's favor, won't mean an end to the war, but it could lay the groundwork for reparations. The United Nations on Monday warned that disease outbreaks could bring a second devastating crisis to Libya. Getting aid to Derna has been difficult. In an interview with Sky News, Britain's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly.
The governance situation in Libya makes it incredibly difficult.
This is VOA News. China's top foreign policy is heading to a policy official, is heading to Russia for security talks after 2 days of meetings with the United States in Malta. We get details on this from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
China's foreign ministry says that Foreign Minister Wang Yi will be in Russia from Monday to Thursday for strategic security consultations. The U.S. and China are at odds over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China has refrained from taking sides in the war, saying that while a country's territory must be respected, the West needs to consider Russia's security concern about NATO expansion. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Malawi has forced and faced chronic food insecurity for years, but a 110% increase in maize prices from last year made the situation worse. We get this report from the capital.
In February, the country was hit by Cyclone Freddy, which washed away thousands of hectares of crops in the south. The price of maize, a staple crop, has risen 110% compared to the previous year. That has left many families scrambling to pay for essential food items, says Davison Kugu, a maize trader.
Things are not good this year. Prices of maize have gone up.
Prices of maize in Malawi are among the highest in Africa's southern countries. Chimwe Barata, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Italy is set Monday to unveil tough rules to deter migrants after record boat crossings from North Africa to Lampedusa saw the country's southernmost tip overwhelmed with new arrivals. The Italian prime minister said the cabinet would sign off on new measures on Monday, including increasing the time migrants due to be expelled from Italy can be detained from 135 days to 18 months. After landing, migrants whom Italy determines should be expelled are sent to so-called permanent reparation centers. One of Sudan's main landmarks, a skyscraper that towered over the Nile River and housed the headquarters of a major oil company, has been reduced to smothering wreck amid heavy fighting between rival military factions in the capital. The Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company head office, a glass-sided tower with curved sides topped with a coil of metal, was built during the oil boom, has now been reduced to nothing but burning ash. Unclear what caused the fire that burned through the tower, but there has been fighting in the area. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.